Kriya Shema and Baruch Shem. We have to really understand what's going on there. So let's start. Ato Echod, Shimcha Echod, Umikamcha Yisrael Goyecha Boretz. Bavadai, Sheroi Lonu L'Soirer, it's worthy for us to be moved al Shinui, on the change, Bebitui, Agdusam Shel Yisrael, in the expression of Agdusam, the Echod of Yisrael, Mibitui.
My printer is broken.
Mibitui Achdus Akadmon. Different than the previous ones. See, what do we say? Ato Echod. V'shimcha echod, umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echod ba'oretz. Now, what does that mean? Ki bi'oid she'ba'od bitu ya'achdus ha'kodmim. When you came to the first view, nizbat nisnaschu b'tzuras mishpat shel hanocha pshuta. We laid it down as a simple statement. Ato echod. But when it came to the statement of Yisrael, it says, "Umi kamcha Yisrael?" We asked the question. When it came to Hashem, did you say, "Umi kamoy atoyach shuach"? As a writer, "Umi kagashis kamoy shemishimcha shuach"? No, statement. Ato echod, shimcha echod. All of a sudden, when it came to amcha, you say, umik amcha Yisrael. Question mark. Shuchruz, it's an expression, it's a statement. Beloshin shel in a question form. So how come when it came to Yisrael, we express it in such a way? We don't say, umik Hashem shato echod. Umik shimcha shishimcha echod. No, it says, "Mi kam cho Yisrael ve'echobu." It's a very strange thing.
There are other places though where we see this referring to Hashem. We say it's a question.
That could very well be. That could very well be. But that's not in this pasuk. In this pasuk, it's presented in this manner as though there's a simplicity. Ato echod v'shimcha echod. There's no. You see, what always interests me is that you and I don't know about you, but I can tell you about myself. I could say this pasuk for the rest of my life, and I never thought about it. Now, why didn't I think that question? That's what bothers me. Right? We say it over and over. I should have been sensitive enough to feel this out in the pasuk. Everybody's got their hang up. When I see this kasha, this is what bothers me.
It's usually like that in learning, right?
Yeah, but that's what bothers me. How come I didn't, especially with davening, how come we didn't have that sensitivity to feel that out? Good. Let's start. Ayin Maharal. The Maharal, this piece of Maharal is one of the most beautiful pieces. It's a long piece. And here he's only quoting a part. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece, which Billy Nader, one day we should go through. You'll remind me.
Sure.
I am Maharal. Look at the Maharal. Sefer Nesivos. Nesiva Avoda. Perek Zayin. Shehevi Divrei HaGemara Psachim. He brings the Gemara Psachim. Linyan Amiris Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso. B'kriyashma. Amir Rabban. So what happened? But let's get through the whole Gemara. The Gemara says the following. The Gemara says that what? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad. Now the Gemara says, Amir Rabban. Heichi nav. What should we do? Nimriye. Should we say Baruch Shem? Le'am Ramesha. Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who taught us everything, our Rebbe, didn't say it. Look in Parshas Vo'eschanan. Parshas Vo'eschanan, it says, Shema V'yahavto. No Baruch Shem. Lo Nimriyu, don't say it. Ha'amrit Yaakov. Yaakov said it. The Gemara there is relating the story that that what happened was that Yaakov called together the Shvatim and he wants to tell him what's going to be Ba'achris Hayomim, which is next week's Parsha.
Gemara tells us?
Yeah. Well, next week's Parsha is, right? Us will gather together, Amru, and I'm going to tell you what's going to be Ba'achris Hayomim. And then the next Pasuk says, Ruvain, B'chayri Yatu, you're my B'chor. What happened? You were going to tell us. So Gemara says that he gathered together and he said to them, I want to tell you what's going to be. And all of a sudden, it was the Salafis. He lost it. So Omri said, maybe there's a psul, there's something wrong among my children, like my grandfather, Avram, had his problem. Right? And like my son, my father, Yitzchak, had his problems. Maybe one of my children are not right. Paschu kulam v'omru. They opened up together and they said, Shema Yisrael. Yisrael is Hashem, is Yaakov's other name. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Kishem she'ein b'libcha el echad. Just like in your heart, there's only one God. Kach ein b'libeinu. In our heart, there's only one. Posach Hazokin, the old man Yaakov Avinu opened up and said, Baruch Shem Kivod Machusa Lelomai. Now, what are we going to do? The Gemara says, should we say Baruch Shem? Yaakov said it, but Moshe didn't say it already. Should we not say it because Moshe didn't say it, but our father Yaakov did say it? So, what should we do? Iskinu, so they made up, she'u'aymrim b'chashoy. They should say it quietly.
Why didn't they ask Yaakov what to do?
What?
Why didn't they ask Yaakov what to do?
What do you mean? Because we're talking about now, we're setting up davening. Oh, what should we do?
The Gemara is asking.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what should we do? Mashal, beautiful Maralda. Mashal, the Mashal, Labas Mela. This is the Gemara's language. It's Mashal to the daughter of a princess. Sheiricha Tsuke Kedera. She smelled the delicacies of a royal kitchen. What should she do? Toma, should she say, bring me the food? Yeshla Ganai. Derogatory, I'm kidding. It's not nice. Lo Toma, she should not say it. Yesh lo tzar, it's tremendous pain. So the servants brought it in quiet. Okay. So simply you learn what's the mashal. Pashup Chantor Ma'al explains what's the mashal. Is that when we hear the name of Hashem, our neshama is wants to boom forth with Baruch Shem Kavod. Our problem is that our body isn't worthy to say such a statement. So what should we do? Right? We're, our neshama is this princess that smells the delicacies, smells the Shem Hashem. So what should we do? Say what? Bring it. Say Baruch Shem. Or a body, and the body's not ready. Should you not say it, then the neshama's dying to say. So what should we do? Quiet.
What's the idea that it's a gnai or the body's not ready to say?
Because if you're not on the madrega, you can't say it. You know? Then the biggest proof is, when do we say
Yom Kippur.
You're only on Yom Kippur when the body is now not important to us. We are not going to eat. Yom Kippur is not that a pshat is. I can't. There's one day a year I'm dedicated to my soul. That Maral explains it. And that the body becomes subservient, so to say, to a soul. So on that day, oh, now you can express Baruch Shem.
So what's special about that statement that you have to be able to drink?
Kvod Malchuso. So Gra says a tremendous, tremendous thing. There's a Gemara in Chagiga. And the Gemara says that there are angels, Ofanim angels, that have six wings. So Gemara has a kasha, but it says there are Ofanim that have four wings. Lo kasha. Kan bizman she beis hamigdosh kayon. Kan bizman she ein beis hamigdosh kayon. That's very nice. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains, when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayom, so then you say, Baruch Shem, Kivod Malchuso, Yolam Va'ed. That's the six wings. When the Beis HaMikdash is not there, so then we can only say, Baruch Shem, Lo'olam Va'ed. But I can't speak about Kavod Malchuso because the Kavod of his Malchus, the honor of his kingdom, is incomplete. So then there's only four. So the Gra even says that if you look in your Siddur of the, what our davening is in the davening we say in the middle of Shemona Esrei of Musa on Shalosh Shugolim, so what do we say? We say the following line. Avinu Malkeinu, Galei, what should you reveal? Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu. What's the Kvod Malchus? Kvod Malchusa. You'll reveal Meheira, Vodfiyah, Venatzalim, Kokai, and then it'll be Kari Pazurain, it'll be great, and everything's good. Because you want the Kvod Malchusa comes out. That's what's missing. So if we're not on a Madrega, we can't say it. Because it's like almost like an Eidus Shekel. But on Yom Kippur, we're on a Madrega, then we could say it. So as we once mentioned previously, there is in the physical world that we have, there are holy places, holy times, and holy people. That's how Hashem made it. The holy places, Beis HaMikdash. Holy times, Yom Kippur. Holy people, Yaakov Avinu is the only one in all of Torah that's called holy. Pasuk says, Kedosh Yaakov. Only one. So he's the only person. In a place, Beis HaMikdash, you could say Baruch Shem. In a time, Yom Kippur, you could say. Person, Yaakov Avinu.
Maybe is Arif a Kodesh? Is that something that was given to him later?
Arif, that's like all of them. In the Medrash, you find Yosef, you find all these different people. That's later. Talking about in Tanakh.
Can you say the mashal again one more time? I missed it. I'm sorry.
The mashal is that a princess smelled the delicacies of the royal kitchen. So what should she do? Tell the Rabbodim, bring it? Fit? Fit. Not proper. Not to bring it? It's pain. So the Rabbodim went and slipped it in quietly.
Right, so there it's kind of like the opposite. It's like below her to ask for it, whereas for us it's above us to say it. It's sort of like flipped around.
Whatever it is, it doesn't fit.
Right.
Okay. The cause of Amar Zeh Amaral, Zeh Aloshim, Kizeh Shiyakov Oma Boruch Shem Kvod Malchusoi, who owed Yosef. Look at these words, owed Yosef. Mimasha Omru Ashvatim Shema Yisrael. Boruch Shem of Yaakov is a greater statement than Shema Yisrael of the Shvatim. And the one who says Baruch Shem, ain't no roi, it's not worthy. Rak l'mi, ain't no gashmi. Only someone is not physical, or minimize the physical. The roi abracha zos le'el yonim, and it's only for the high spiritual beings. Hashem below guf, the ain't nivdolim, they're separated. Yaakov Shoya Echod Mina Obis Akidoshim. He was one of the Obis. Bifrat specifically Liyakov Shoya Kodosh. Kmo Shaman Zeb Mokamacha, like I explained this. Because the pasuk says Vigidishu es Kedosh Yaakov. So Yaakov's called the only one is Kodosh.
Tanakh.
Bulakach, we had it a few weeks ago in Haftorah. Bulakach, b'mokum kodesh k'mo beis amigdish, onim gam kein baruch shem. Bulakach Yaakov shaya kodesh, roi lo loma baruch shem, kasha shoma mibonov shema yisrael. Good? Uma shemoshe lo oma. Why didn't Moshe say it? The holy verse. Echod mi Yisrael yochol loma Shema Yisrael k'mo shpirashnu. Anyone can say Bor Shema Yisrael. Avol ein kol echod mi Yisrael yochol loma Baruch Shem. Not anyone can say Baruch Shem. Lefichoch loma Moshe. Now Moshe couldn't say it because Moshe is Rabbeinu. His greatness is that he's connected to Klal Yisrael teaching Torah. So then he's not looked at as the individual Moshe. He's looked at as the person, Rebbe, Talmud, together with the people. And when you put Moshe together with the people, then it's not worthy to say Baruch Shem.
I don't understand that.
Why can't you?
We
never look at Moshe as an individual.
Aspect Gloria Loma era. He was.
I'm not talking about his, what level he reached. But what is Moshe?
Isn't that Kadosh though? I mean, if he could have Nevuah with Hashem any
if
minute.
If he would be alone. What's Moshe's greatness? That he's Rabbeinu. His purpose in the world is to be Rabbeinu, to be Makabel Torah, bring Torah to Christ. That's what his purpose is. What he reached individually, that might be, but that's not his purpose. And it could very well be that he had to reach that purpose in order to be able to accomplish what he had to accomplish so that we could have our Torah. But his greatness is Moshe Rabbeinu.
Okay.
Good. I thought you would ask me the question. When I read this Ma'ariv for the first time, many years ago, I just went out of my mind. If you ask anybody in the street, what's the greatest statement Klal Yisrael, a Jew makes every day? What's the greatest statement? Shema Yisrael, not Baruch Shem. So how in the world could the Ma'ariv come along and tell me that Shema Yisrael, Jews can say it. Baruch Shem. No, that's bigger than Shema Yisrael. Can you hear such a thing? Are you calm? Man sat here calmly and heard it. Must be the hour. That's okay, I'm not in cups.
The Gemara doesn't say that it's a greater statement. That's the Maharal
right?
The Gemara is not.
The Gemara is not going into bigger, greater. No, he's just saying that this is what Yaakov reacted when they said Shema. Comes along Maharal and said, no, only a Kodesh could say such. Right? That was his lush. Right? That's what he says over here. Look at his language. Abu Bor, Omar Baruch Shem, who owed Yosef. See about 6-7 lines up from the bottom. Who owed Yosef? Mimash Omar Shvotim Boshma Yisrael. What does that mean, owed Yosef? How do we understand that? We all learned when we were kids and when we grew up, what is the most biggest statement? Shema Yisrael. And that's exactly what the Nefesh HaChaim says. Nefesh HaChaim says that Shema Yisrael is the biggest statement there is. When a person's ready to give up his life, what do we say he should say? Shema Yisrael. Right? He's good. Let's finish this Mara. Let's go. Ulefichach lemosh. Lama b'gemara. The Gemara says, Loi Nimri, should we not say it? Hare Omri Yaakov. Yaakov said, he was the holy one. He could say, Lomar Baruch Shem. When he hears the Malchus Shemayim, what does he react with? Baruch Shem. Why? Because he's the Kodesh. Mashama Baruch Shem, Malchus Shemayim Bishleimus. Comes back again. Baruch Shem, oh that's Malchus Shemayim Bishleimus. Seemingly much bigger than the regular statement of Shema Yisrael. The neshama, which is so high level, which is in hiding inside, by neshama yikedusha nivdalas, the neshama yochaloma baruch shem. Say it quiet. Good. Why? A person who isn't on that level of Kedusha, royal as they, he's not worthy to say Baruch Shem. Vein roi lo ma Baruch Shem kein zoroi rak mishum Kodesh. Lo nema should he not say it? Yesh tzad. Ki yesh kan tzad mikoach neshama, because of his neshama, his soul. Lomar wants to say Baruch Shem as the expression when you hear the word Shema Yisrael. Kasher Shomeach Rozes Hashem Shuvah Shema Yisrael. Vim lo yoma Baruch Shem Asher Shevach Zeh Shleimus Kabbalas Malch Shema Yesh Tzad Rotsa Loma Chisaren Ki Meitzad HaNeshama Yesh Lodem Gam Ken Loma Baruch Shem. As far as the soul is, it should say it. Rak HaGuf Umaki begum. So Moshe Omer bebrach is Makadosh Baruch Hu Yosef b'seisa. He sits in hiding. Kach al neshama Yosef is b'seisa. Umeyachid ki Baruch Shem ul neshama bevad. Only to the soul. To duloma b'chashoy. Say it quietly. Be'ester and in hiding. Zesh Omer Moshe l'bas melech. Medame and the Shomo the Basma. She beat her Shakurish Bolch. Ad Kamoshma.
That was all a quote from the Maharal. Oh
my. Let me skip a few lines in the middle. That's beautiful, beautiful piece. Difficult? Beautiful. Yeah.
First of all, I think it's in the Gemara where it argues who is higher, angels or human beings, and it says that a human can say this Shema.
Okay, but that machlok is, what does that have to do with this?
I mean, let's say, isn't there a moment where Yaakov and Yosef meet together and he's saying Shema and it's silent?
This week's Pash.
Right. So is that also an indication that.
Oh, wow.
The Shema should also be said silently in a certain sense?
You had a bigger question. Why was he saying Shema and he not? That's what you should worry about in this week's Parsh. How come Yosef wasn't saying Shema? So there were those who want to say that it was Man Krishma. Yosef already said it. Yankim didn't say it. That's one way. And the other one, I'll tell you that one. Yosef was Potter because he was Yosef B'mit. That's not what Chazal.
His father has a more.
All of that's not it. Spasemis has a beautiful shot. Others say very, very deep shot.
Yeah.
You get the email from the yeshiva, so I wrote up
about the Spasemis.
What?
You wrote about the Spasemis?
No, I wrote about this thing about saying Shema. What the lesson could be for us. I put out every week from the yeshiva. She had better things to read than that. So,
this is why in davening the malachim can say Baruch Shem because they're not goofy. Is that when we say Ofanim v'chayos haKodesh, so they say it.
Right, they say Moshe.
They say it because they're Kodesh.
Good.
So
okay.
what's the answer?
To what?
To why Yaakov.
Many answers.
I'm sorry. Lekafka Amar Gemara. So he's not. He seems to be saying that this is what the Gemara is saying.
He's explaining the Gemara, no?
Okay, so he's saying that this is what the Gemara. This is Pshat in Gemara.
That's what he understands. Pshat in Gemara. The whole thing is the Pshat in Gemara. Right? Good.
We needed the Maharal for that, though. That's...
Yeah, we could have lived 1,000 years, but we wouldn't figure this out. We had Maharal. Right? I don't know that we figured out the Maharal. There's a difference. He once came to the Chofetz Chaim. He said to the Chofetz Chaim, could you explain to us what were the others like? So what was the others like? He said, think about it. He said, the Gra, how long ago did the Gra live? And in his days, 120, 150 years ago. He said, the Gra, they say, was he was Karajba, Ulai Karamban. That's what they write about the Gra. So the Gra was as big as the Rajba, or maybe the Ramban. And who was the Rajba and the Ramban? Rajba and the Ramban. They weren't as big as the people in the Gemara. So the Gra was like the Rajbara, but he's not as big as the Ramban. And the Ramban wasn't anywhere as big as the people in the Gemara. And the people in the Gemara weren't as big as the people in the Mishnah. And the people in the Mishnah weren't anywhere as big as Nevi'im. And Nevi'im don't come near Moshe and Aaron. And Moshe and Aaron aren't as big as the others. He said, and I don't understand the Gra. So how in the world am I going to tell you the others? And I tell you that you and I don't begin to understand the Chofetz Chaim. So you can imagine that we don't understand anybody else. Okay. Advorim alolu shel amaral marishim bechidushim es levavo. They make us, like trembles almost in the chiddush in our heart, the daito and in our mind, shalamaskil beilchus deyus, oyved es elokov, and anyone who worships Hashem, b'avodish b'leiv al pi adeyus halolam. It shocks us. Ki divrei amaral heim kenigud l'chol mashi yedua mefursim b'divrei abiseinu pe'echot. The words in the maral are against everything that's known, with they're all in agreement. Ki adraba milus hashevach shel shema yisrael yarbe yose gedolam hashem alosu shel hashevach shel baruch shem. Everybody knows. Everybody stated that shema is bigger than baruch shem. Ludugma, for an example, ayin nefesh hachayim shar gimel shebir zeh b'ponim shel pshat. He explains it on many levels how great Shema is and how much bigger it is than Baruch Shem. And they all explain, why do you say Baruch Shem quiet? Because in relationship to the praise shel Shema Yisrael, yesh kan b'china shel hirodo. It's a lower level. That's why you say it quiet. Comes along the Maral saying it just the opposite. Mamish hefech midvarav shel Maral shekosav dalachash. Why do we say it quietly? Umitzad romamus milus shel shever zeh. The law owed elo shegam bechazal mufurish shel oked divrei Maral. Not only is there all the svarim write it, but there's a chazal. Shamu kishma yisol hu yichudo ilah. It's making the yichud ilah upstairs. Ubaruch Shem is yichud etato, seeing the echo down here. K'mash mafurshim b'sefer nefesh chayim shamakos. Imkein k'shem shedivrei amaral mashiyim b'chidushim How could they be against the Divrei Chachamim? Good? Clear? Now we have to come and explain what he means in Shema Yisrael Baruch Hashem. Adisham mitoch kach yotze lonu. What's going to come out at the end is shelo rak she'in kan stira. Not only is there not that it's not a stira contradiction, bein b'shitas maral b'shitas abin senu el shnei mahalchim, the two thoughts mashlimim that make complete zeze. Now let's see how it starts. Good. Let's start it. We have to go through it very slowly to understand the whole inyan. Let's start. Good? Okay? Hascholas shitoso shel maral, to beginning of understanding, nu'utzehi b'shino din ha'onim achas kora b'sa migdosh migdu. There's a difference how you answer hearing Hashem's name in the Beis HaMikdosh and outside the Beis HaMikdosh. The Beis HaMikdosh, in the Beis HaMikdosh, when you hear Hashem's name, what do we say? Baruch Hashem, Kabod Malchus Elohim. Hashem came, B'gvul. Outside the Beis HaMikdosh, you're not allowed to say Baruch Hashem. And we don't answer Baruch Hashem. Now why? It needs to be understood. Why should it be a difference? The Daita Shalamara, Kishinu Zeh Bonui Al Shnei Yisodos. It's built on two foundations. Aleph, Piru Shaboruch Shem, Mischale Fu Lefi Amakomos. Boruch Shem, the explanation changes according to the location of where you're saying it. Beis, ani es baruch shem lo titochein el afirish echod mipurushim aloi. The saying of baruch shem properly can only fit with one of these understandings. V'hinenu levar shnei yisodos halolu. I want to explain them echod, one at a time. Hinei shem avaya, the shame of Hashem, Yud K Vav K, Sivoso Mishuno Mikrioso. The way we read it and the way it's written are different. Haksiva is Havaya. Mikrioso Agnus. Every bracha that we have, every bracha, and then it says Yud K Vav K. There is no name Hashem called Yud Yud, by the way. There is no such thing. That was just the printers wanted to save some ink, so they put in Yud Yud, but there is no such thing. Yud is the letter of Hashem. So they put double Yud, but there's no name. You look through Kol HaTayru Kulu, you're not going to find such a name. Doesn't happen. This is the name. And that's why you see that there are no nekudos here in the art school. They specifically did not put nekudos because we don't know how to read it. So what do we read when we see this? We say Abni. So in some shuls, Siddurim, they have the letters of Abni there. But that's not the right letters. We don't know what they are. That's one of the things that are hidden to us. So we say Baruch Atah Abni. That's not what it says. So it's written Yud Kei Vav Kei, but we read it Abni. Good? Shemo Agnus Kishubo B'Toras Kinui L'Shem Avaya. It's a kinui, a nickname for the real name of Hashem. Shehozra Kriyoso Hi Agnus V'Ksivoso Hi Avaya. The way it's written is Yudke, okay? And we read it Agnus. V'Chol Zehu Etzleinu. That's only by us. But in the place where it's mutter to say the Shem Hashem, Rei ein shom el ofen echod shel shem ma'adnus. There's only one way. Hainu rak shem ma'adnus mamish. When you see Aleph Dalid, that's adnus. When you say Yudke Vovke, you say Yudke Vovke, but you don't say Yudke Vovke means adnus. That's only because we don't know what to do with it. V'lo shem ma'adnus b'toris kinui. The yotze lonim izeh, what comes out is ki atevus shem kibod malchuso yesh boem shnei pirushim. Two reasons. Etzleinu by us kolim em gamis hashem adnus b'toris kinui. The shame I said was adnus as a makeup for yudke bavke. The gam kinui adnus shem kibod malchuso. Hashem came with Mekomah Shabem Kriyotzah Shashem Avaya Tzivasa Shom Ein Atei B'Shem Klo Machuso Mitzparshim Ela B'Muvan Shem Etzem the name of the Shem V'lo B'Torah Tzkino the Shem Amokash. That's what he said is the Yisod Shem Kavod. In other words, when we say Baruch Shem Shem Kavod Machuso, what Shem are we talking about? What?
The real.
No, that's not what I said. The kinoy of it. What was that? Adni. But that's not what I really meant. But that's what you said. So I say Adni, and Adni is the
kinoy
for the Yud Kei Bava.
Kinoy means
nickname.
And
in the Beis HaMikdash,
that's in the Gvulin.
In the Beis HaMikdash, what do you say? Yudke Vavke. So when you say Kvoid Malchusai, Shem Kvoid Malchusai, so then in Gvulin, it's the what? Kinui, I'm saying for the Shem Hashem. I'm not saying the Shem Hashem.
It stands.
Well, what do I care? It stands. It's a kinui. But it's not the real name Hashem.
To be continued.
I tell you, it's very deep.